The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 29th of July, 2019, and it's 7:05 in the morning. It's 7:05 in the morning. That means the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning. And let me see, Ashley, do we have the weather?
We
for
do.
This week.
We are past the worst of it for a while. We had highs 107, 108 over the weekend. But we have
a
high of...
I was standing out in that yesterday. So.
Yuck.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, my car doesn't have AC, so I'm...
it doesn't have AC?
Yeah, no AC.
I know, I was in utter shock when you said that.
Yeah, it's proving interesting for
well,
the
no,
summer.
You do
but
have it.
But it should be better today.
You do have it. You could do,
it only blows hot, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, what you did back in my day is you just roll down all the windows and drive at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's that's cool. hard to do on side streets, but I'm doing as much of that as possible. Convection oven.
Spray yourself with the little fan, those little fan things with the water. You spray yourself and just the only thing
myself.
That's going to help.
I will take my glasses off while driving. That's safe.
Okay, right. Then you know what? I've given you two things you can do, so you
and
can
I,
just sit
I've,
out there
I'll
and swelter
it.
Now.
I will definitely be doing the convection oven thing, and have been. But today should be a lot nicer with a high of 102, a low of 69 overnight, so opening those windows will definitely help keep temperatures regulated, but close them. 99, we're looking at just hovering around the century mark for the rest of the week. Today is the highest of the foreseeable future, and the lowest is on Friday of 97.
Good. Well, it's not too bad then. It's not as bad as it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and the weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. Head gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. A little bit of a fire update. Milepost 97.
Yes.
It was at 9,000 acres yesterday. And, you know, of course, people are getting the smoke smell. And was it you telling me that one of your friends that had lost a home, it's almost like post-traumatic stress?
Yeah, he's actually actively avoiding the valley right now. He went, and he has to be in town for rehearsals for the Riverfront play, but he's spending as much time in the mountains as possible just to avoid the smell of that smoke.
Well, you know what? It was a year ago, of course, last week, that the car fire started.
Terrible timing for the smoke to come.
Yeah. Well, how many have we got an update on it? I know it was 9,000 acres, but that was like 20 hours ago.
The update I have is from about 10:30 last night, and that puts us at just over 11,000 acres and 10% containment, a total of 1,265 people on site. This is, of course, in the Oregon area on the other side of the border, but still part of the it's right next to the Siskiyou National Forest.
Of course, and not only that, it was started.
Human-caused.
By a campfire. They'd either got out of control or they left it. One of the two, but that's what started the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old smoky bear thing? Put out your campfires, pour water on it. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. That bear was found up here in this region. did you know that?
Yeah, I was working at KRC at the time.
Okay. You're a lot older than you look.
I want to say it was the Bulls Fire. They found a bear cub.
They did.
And
burnt paws, and they fixed it. No, this one, the original Smokey the Bear, I think was from this region.
Oh, really?
It was during one of the fires up here. Anyway, the bottom line is if you're going to be out in the forest, you've got to be careful.
Absolutely.
Because right now, over 11,000 acres, the fire fuel is still out there. There's been no change, little change. And I wonder how much of it, has been removed. Well, you know, we have Mike DeQuisto, who happens to be a city councilman, is going to be on at 8 o'clock. I'm going to ask him about that.
Yeah.
What kind of fuel mitigation have we done in Redding since last year? Have we cleared it up? Because I have a lot of people calling in saying they're frightened to death because since the snows and it dropped all those trees down, nothing's been done, and they're just waiting for the fires to come through there because there's homeless people out there camping, and they've got fires going.
Quick note back about the Milepost 97 fire. The smoke, the air quality index currently is at 72, which is moderate. We're up to the unhealthy range, which is the fourth of six steps yesterday. But we do have those delta breezes coming from the south and pushing a lot of that smoke up for the rest of the day. So we should be almost done with the smoke, just sort of lingering in the morning.
Oh, sure. That's easy for you to say. Yeah. Okay. Because it is the wind will push it out.
Yeah. We'll have that delta breeze, so that should help us. And that's also what's keeping us cool for the rest of the week.
If 97 is cool, but it's a lot cooler than it has been.
Cooler.
It's cooler.
It's the end of July in Redding, California. You can only do so much.
A lot of things happening over the weekend. Every year we offer a dinner at our house for the Turtle Bay auction. So we and people bid on it, and it's a paella dinner. And we always said after one time when we had it during one summer, and I told the story how the air conditioner compressor just blew out like 3 hours before or 2 hours before the dinner. It's like 110 out there. How Alliance Heating and Air came in and brought in portable air conditioners for us and all this stuff to help. But we said we're not going to do it during the summer anymore. Well, sure enough, we did it on Saturday, and it's 170 degrees out there, 103 degrees. But the air conditioner kept going. In fact, we were complimented on our air conditioning. The people that buy these dinners spend, they bid on it just like any auction. But the money all goes, Turtle Bay. I may have said one safe place, but I meant Turtle Bay. Goes to Turtle Bay, and this is one of the ways that Turtle Bay is able to continue having the great, great, great exhibits they have and keep the place open. But I just want to give a big shout out and a big thanks to the people that were there. And I'm not going to name names, but they know who they are. But I can say that it was Casey Fatch and his wife, Dr. Orna Gill, who bought the who paid the money for the auction. And the friends they brought with them are very, really nice people. We know them all. But this is just some of the things you see around this town, that people are very giving. And if we can, if we can provide a dinner or something like this, maybe next year I'll go to MREs. That might make it easier. But Linda's there in the house, like for 3 days. The house has got to be a certain way. I'm out there. Remember last weekend I was talking about being on my hands and knees weeding everywhere? Well, there I am. That's my part. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to talk about the Gilroy Garlic Festival and what's happened there. I also want to talk about Trump must have been having a slow day, because he went after Baltimore in a tweet storm in their representative. And the responses he's gotten back have been extremely, can I say, the media has been very caustic about it. But then if you go back and you look at Baltimore and you look at things from the Washington Post and the Baltimore Sun, the only thing that Trump was doing was quoting the newspapers. And also, and what we're going to talk about what Bernie says about all of this. But we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Shasta Siskiyou Transport. It's been in the business for 52 years. And you think about that. 52 years they've been here in Redding. And what do? They provide fuel. They provide heaters, water heaters and home heaters and kerosene for this. They move fuel all over the Western United States. When they first started, and you think about this, the Andy Griffin Show in 1967 was the most popular TV show. The Graduate, The Dirty Dozen, Bonnie and Clyde were the top movies when they started. When her founder, James Holt, started with energy products and lubricants. Yeah, this is a, you know, SST Oil does so much for our community. They are always out supporting people. They always are looking for good people to come work for them. It's an employee-owned company, my friends. They have the only DEP area right here where if you've got a, if you have diesels, they have the DEF bulk facility and three DEF bulk transports to service all that. Because if you're driving a diesel, you need to add the diesel exhaust fluid into it. Also, they have their CFN cards. The CFN are fleet-wide fueling network, and you can use it in 59,000 different places. And I've never not been able to find a place that took my CFN card. All this is at Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Good people out there helping our community and providing a very valuable service and jobs to a lot of people. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning. And it is 75 degrees out there already. We'll be right back.
Off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly District 1. I'm a conservative committed to our North State values of faith, freedom, and family. As a Reading resident for 50 years, I know the area, and I have the experience and leadership our district needs. I'm married, and I have worked at Jones's Fort family-owned gun shop for over 40 years. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment, and I plan on being the loudest voice in the Assembly on this issue. I was first elected to the Reading City Council in 2006 and re-elected in 2010 while also becoming mayor that same year. I have served on many boards and committees and volunteered for groups such as California Deer Association and Gun Owners of California. And in fact, with Gun Owners of California, I am A++ rated. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Their branch that they opened at Hartnell Avenue, the headquarters right there, beautiful building. He's going down there. A bank, locally owned, locally operated, and staffed with your neighbors who just want to help you. Very professional down there. Great, great personal service down at Cornerstone Community Bank. The Garlic Festival in Gilroy, a place, you know, I've never been there. I've always wanted to go to the Garlic Festival in Gilroy. The Gilroy Garlic Festival had a tragedy. Of course, as we know, Saturday, when a man cut through the fence to avoid coming in where officers were and checking people as they're coming in, cut through a fence and walked into an area and started shooting. And it appears that he killed three and wounded 14 now. I think the number is up to 14. In the festival itself, he opened fire, walking from spot to spot. Somebody said, why are you doing this? And he just said, I'm really mad. So he's killed four people. He's injured 15. Police were there within a minute because lots of police working the festival were there in less than a minute and engaged him and also killed him. But already, you know, you can imagine what's being said. Before anybody knows anything about it, before anybody knows anything about the guy, anything about how he got his gun or any of these. But the one thing is that police were there, and it, to me, indicates that if you have security someplace, trained security, that they can be there and this tragedy, and it is a tragedy, can be lessened by having security people in the right spots or in the area that they can get there quickly. As we know what happened in the school in Florida, one of the cops froze, didn't go in when all the shooting was on. May have been more than one policeman or one officer. The whole thing was handled so poorly, and the kid down in Parkland just kept shooting. But we've also seen places where a security officer or a policeman inside a school engaged the shooters right away and stopped what was happening. I don't understand why we'll have armed security around a bank or armed security around our, other things, other, you know, either people or places, and we don't put armed security out around the schools. I don't understand why we don't have armed security. I know a school. I know a school district down in Florida hired former military as school security. That's their job, is to keep the school safe. We do so many other things. I just don't understand why we don't have like an officer in every school that we have out here. And you can say it'll never happen. But yeah, it does happen. It does happen. Gilroy Garlic Festival. Shoots, leaves four people dead, 15 injured. That's including the shooter himself. Now, the Trump administration managed to take over the airwaves again. I don't know if he does this because he just it's a slow day, if he's upset about something somebody has said, and or is it just that he he just takes off? Like in this case, he was talking about Baltimore, and it started with one of the Trump's bitter enemies in Congress is the congressman that represents the Baltimore area. In this case, Mr. Cummings, Elijah Cummings. And so Trump came out and said that, he said that Elijah Cummings has been taking cheap shots at the Border Patrol agents and the Trump's administration's handling of illegal immigrant invasion. Plus, he's also called for the impeachment of Trump and one of the leaders on this. He said that Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully, shouting and screaming at the great men and women of the Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous. His district is considered the worst in the USA. Then he said it's a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could clean up this very dangerous and filthy place, the president wrote. Wow. Now, can you imagine what hit the fan after that? Of course, the media comes back, and the Democrats come back, and they hit the race card. He said that he condemned the president for attacking the son of a sharecropper, an African-American lawmaker from a majority black district. Instead of saying, well, what's it look like there? The one anchor, Victor Blackbelt, held back tears as he accused the president of talking about black and brown people. And one of them said there was factual inaccuracies about this. The point is that Trump was right. The BBC featured the city in a scathing report on poverty in America. At least 25% of the people in Cummings' congressional district live in poverty. If you want to know what poverty in America looks like, well, this is it, the BBC reporter declared. They said there's one resident told the television network that there's despair in the way of living. He said that the houses are rat-infested, regardless of what you do as a person living there, roaches, mice, an epidemic of bed bugs. The neighborhoods have fallen apart, not because the people are bad people. The school is ranked the lowest in the state of Maryland, according to the CBS television affiliate in Baltimore. In 2015, the Washington Post, none of these are what I would call right-wing organizations, reported the average life expectancy in some of the city's poorest neighborhoods is nearly 20 years below the national average. 20 years. You think about it. If the national average is 58 or 70, 74, they're saying 54. 54 people are dying there. 14 Baltimore neighborhoods have lower life expectancies than North Korea, the Washington Post reported. 8 are doing worse than Syria. And here's, of course, some of my favorites. Bernie Sanders was shell-shocked by the city's deplorable living conditions. In 2015, said anybody who took a walk that we took around the neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. He told this to the Baltimore Sun. You would think you were in a third world country. Baltimore is infested with rats and rodents. According to Orkin Pest Control, Baltimore is one of the most rat-infested cities in America. It ranks number 6 on the list. All the top 10, by the way, all the top 10 most rat-infested cities are controlled by Democrats, by the way. That's probably got nothing to do with it. Food containers, again, from an editorial by the Baltimore Sun. Food containers, balled up clothes, paper. It just goes on and on. Not only is it unsightly and contributes to a rodent problem, but it creates a glum and gloomy feel in a time when the city is already facing self-esteem problems. The mayor resigned after being accused of, several different things. She resigned in May. Baltimore is a dangerous city. It's more danger, believe it or not, dangerous than it's deadlier than Chicago and Detroit. It had the highest homicide rate in the nation in 2018. So, what President Trump said about Baltimore appears to be true. People don't like to hear about it. They don't like to hear that the city is rat-infested, it's a crime problem, education problem, people living in poverty. No, it's a lot easier to say, it's obviously a racist thing, you said. If it's racist, is it what the Baltimore Sun is saying? Is it racist from the Washington Post? Is it racist because Bernie Sanders said that? Is it? You know, what people need to do is take a look at, you don't like Trump, but Trump spoke the truth on this. And you may not like it. You may not like it. You may say that, oh, Mike, how dare you? Well, he points out to the fact that the guy who's saying that the detention centers are truly concentration camps and that the people of the Border Patrol are racist and hurting the people down there, maybe he needs to take a look at his own district. What exactly has Representative Cummings done for that? It seems to me as if that you're in the top 10 as rat infestation in America, and this is a major city. If you're tops in homicide, if you're leading the group in so many bad areas, maybe people ought to turn around and take a look at their area before they're so quick to attack the Border Patrol, the ICE agents, the Homeland Security, and everybody that's working their butts off down there along the border. Maybe they should take a look at that first. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. You know, when you smell the smoke in the air, you have to think to yourself, do I have the best fire insurance I can have? You know, especially after last year, have I gone through, you know, I went through my fire protection, but things have changed in a year. Who knows what my company is doing? Well, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And she's going to be able to talk to you about what's happening in the insurance world when it comes to fire and fire protection. If you're having problems with your fire protection or insurance or not sure, give her a call at 221-0441. She's been helping people since 1993, and she does a great job. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. It's 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Assembly District 1. Over the past 40 years, operating a small business in Shasta County has taught me how much Sacramento is out of touch with Northern California. Sacramento lawmakers have failed us in many ways. In District 1, we are seeing vast numbers of hardworking people leave California because of excess regulation affecting most small businesses, just like mine. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment. I plan on being the loudest voice in the assembly on this issue. I served on the Redding City Council from 2006 to 2014 and mayor in 2010. I served my community with consistent leadership and integrity through a very tough recession. I'm Patrick Henry Jones. I hope I can earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're in the process of bringing a new producer on by the name of Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
And so we're training him. So if it seems like every so often there's a problem, I haven't noticed one because everything seems to be working very well. So,
I got Ashley here in the room with me as well to
that really helps. Huh?
Yeah, poking me in the ear, making sure I'm doing everything right. So,
You know what we're going to do now is we've got Kathleen Kelly come in here. I'm going to have you come on now. Can we do that? You have other people coming in? Just you, huh? Just you. Well, come on in and sit down here. Okay, just make sure her microphone's turned on. Hello. Just turn on her microphone. It's the red one. Okay, we on?
Yes.
Okay. Can I start you a little early today?
Yeah, absolutely.
You look lovely today.
Thank you.
And you're coming in here from One Safe Place?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing?
Doing really great. Thank you. How are you doing?
Great. You know what? We had a powerful, powerful show Thursday night on Linda's show.
Yeah.
It was Dr. Orna Gill's show. Linda was here. But Angela Jones was here talking about strangulation and how that feeds into death in domestic violence.
Right.
And, you know, if you didn't hear the show, we played it again Saturday. We're going to play it again during one of our hours here because, my friends, I really think it's an important show for you to listen to. Experts coming in here and talking about that and a couple other things on abuse of children. If it doesn't open your eyes to some things, mm-hmm. Nothing ever will.
Right. So you said you're going to air that today?
No, not today. We aired it again Saturday. But
okay.
We're going to air it again, you know, very soon during the 8 to 9 hour. Or if we can get her in again, which I'm sure we can.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So we kicked in from, so many things are going on. So what's going on with you all today?
Well, events. One Safe Place, we are hosting our second annual Speakeasy Soiree September 5th, and then, of course, our first annual Shasta Bike Tour September 28th.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the second one, the bike tour?
Yes.
Okay, what's that going to be? Start with that one. What is it going to be?
So it's we are hosting a bike tour. We don't have any bike tours in Shasta County anymore. So this is a great opportunity for us to revamp one. It's a fundraising event whereby we will be hosting four different rides. We have a 62-mile ride, a 30-mile ride, a 10-mile ride, and, of course, our 4-mile family fun ride.
A 4-mile family fun ride.
Yes.
Is this all along the river trail?
A lot of them start on the river trail, yes.
And the 64-miler goes where?
The 62-mile, it goes east of Anderson out to Ash Creek Road.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful territory out there. hills, the mountains. You can see Mount Shasta on one side, Mount Lassen on the other. It's absolutely breathtaking.
And where does that start at?
That will start at the Lake Redding Park gazebo and pavilion over at Caldwell.
Yeah.
So that's where all the festivities will take place. That's our start and finish as well.
So 62 miles.
Yeah.
Now, when we're out there along, how many people have you ever, you've never done this, right? Or is this your first one?
This is my first one.
Okay. How many people ride in those? How many people ride, come together for something like this?
Typically, I think at least a couple hundred, and it's our first year, so we don't anticipate a massive turnout. This is, I guess, a prototype, if you will, for events, and then we anticipate growth in the years that follow. We have ads in a publication called Cycle California Magazine. It's all over California, Oregon, Nevada. You find these magazines in all bike shops. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a great opportunity to get people from out of the area to participate and see what Shasta County has to offer in terms of beauty.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because if you know, it brings in more people in a different and looking at it in a different way. I think we have other bike events here, but this one's kind of it's really a family friendly one. 4 miles.
Absolutely. So yeah, there's the Lemurian, which is the mountain bike event, right? I think that's taking place in October.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
The Lemurian.
Yeah.
Up there in Mount Shasta.
I forget where it's located.
It's got to be somewhere around there.
I know they
there.
Change locations.
Yeah, they do. Lemurians, yeah. Of course, the Lemurians live in Mount Shasta.
Right.
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, it's something to do with aliens, I think.
No.
It's like a very spiritual.
They live inside. They live inside Mount Shasta. There's room for something like 250,000 to live inside Mount Shasta in the caves in there. That's what I've been
gotcha.
Told. That's what I was told by a Lemurian.
Ah.
So, which was another... Another part of my life I don't usually talk about. But anyway, now this other thing you've got going here.
The speakeasy.
The speakeasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
So this is a live and silent auction. Last year we only hosted a live auction. This year we're incorporating a silent auction for the first time.
Okay.
It's going to be at the Sheraton Reading Hotel. And we have Lee Left as our auctioneer. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the lovely Linda Bott, who will be performing, singing with her band. And we're very excited
singing
about that.
Singing with her band. Yeah. We had a great time there.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun party. We'll have a photo booth. Great live auction packages.
What are you offering? What's your live auction? Is it going to be the crab dance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the
highest bidder
will
get to watch me do the crab dance.
So if what I'm talking about, of course, is One Safe Place has this humongous crab feed.
Yes.
As we all know.
Right.
And Kathleen plays a big part of this. And when this thing was over, or all the way over, I mean, can you imagine what is on the floor of Fusero Hall down in the fairgrounds down in Anderson. You can just imagine what it looks like after having, what, how many people were in there?
We had, I think, this year about 1,400
people. 1,400
people
eating crab, eating clam chowder. But you can imagine what it kind of looks like afterwards. And there's Kathleen, big smile on her face, and she's doing the crab dance with no shoes on. Frankly, that's kind of scary. But, yeah, but then you can get the highest bidder gets to see Kathleen do the crab dance there on the stage.
Yeah, sure.
I want to take a quick break. I want to come back. I want to talk about money and where the money goes to.
Okay.
The number of people you all help is amazing.
Yeah.
And also when people talk about the level of domestic violence in Shasta County, part of that reason that we have these high numbers is because we actually have a place that addresses it, that we have police that are trained in it, sheriff's deputies that are trained in it,
yes.
And we take it very seriously.
Absolutely.
Where other places don't. So, you know, while it's absolutely fabulous to have a place like yours, and it's absolutely, we have to have the reporting so we can stop this, it also puts us up in the numbers.
Right.
You've, it's just one part of the thing you have to live with. So, right. Anyway, we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? I don't even know if Pam and Martin even see each other during the summers. Why? Because the whole team is out there working on people's homes, fixing their air conditioners, cleaning their filters, making sure their air ducts are up and running. Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to find a better place to work on your cooling systems. I can tell you that from personal experience. They've been awarded the best in the North State. They are the best. They offer warranties and guarantees. And think about that. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more on their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. And when they tell you somebody's going to be there at a certain time, they take that very, very seriously. They don't want to waste your time. And it's, as Pam says, she says, when I tell somebody to be someplace, I expect them to be that way. And if they're not, they better have a super explanation, like they were hit by a car on the way there. We'll be right back after these messages with One Safe Place at 7:45 in the morning. It's 75 degrees out there. It's going to go up to, gosh, about, what, 93 today. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly District 1. I'm a conservative committed to our North State values of faith, freedom, and family. As a Reading resident for 50 years, I know the area, and I have the experience and leadership our district needs. I'm married, and I have worked at Jones's Fort family-owned gun shop for over 40 years. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment, and I plan on being the loudest voice in the Assembly on this issue. I was first elected to the Reading City Council in 2006 and re-elected in 2010 while also becoming mayor that same year. I have served on many boards and committees and volunteered for groups such as California Deer Association and Gun Owners of California. And in fact, with Gun Owners of California, I am A++ rated. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One Safe Place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We're your next-door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime. at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Right now, B&T Satellite has got so many great deals going on. Gift certificates, if you are a first responder or a military, either active or reserve or veteran, they have the Stars and Stripes package for you. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH, 241-3474. Talk to Doug Tooley. Special deals for you that he's included in already a very great package that they have down there that you're never going to get it if you call the 800 number. You only get it if you call locally. So if you're looking at changing, if you've had enough of the other, call DISH, 241-3474, B&T Satellite. I'm with Kathleen Kelly from One Safe Place. We're talking about the two events they've got coming up. The next one is the first one is the Speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
The Speakeasy Soiree.
The Speakeasy Soiree. And this is going to be at?
The Sheraton Reading Hotel.
Sheraton Reading Hotel. And yeah. Is this the second one, right?
The second one.
And yep. Last time was really good. It was filled up with people. Everybody was... had their, I did, I think I dressed up in my 20s costume.
You did.
Yeah, I did. And this year I have long hair so I can slick it back and wear my fedora. Or longer hair, I should say. But it's to raise money to help the people down at One Safe Place.
Yes.
So tell us where the money comes into and how many people do you all help?
So annually, last year we had 10,000 walk-ins that consisted of men, women, and children seeking programs and services that we provide.
And you're seeing more children.
We see a lot of children.
Seeing
yes.
a lot more children. It seems
oh yeah.
Like, and mothers bringing in their children.
Right.
Domestic
right.
violence.
Right. And they're coming in because they are escaping violent situations with their partner.
Their domestic partners here.
Yes.
Now, from this, there's something called the ACEs.
Mm-hmm.
The
Adverse Childhood Experiences, yes.
Which, and it's a proven fact, if a child is raised in a home of domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
the propensity for them to go on to domestic violence is very high.
Yes.
So, and so trying to break that cycle
mm-hmm.
is so important.
So important. And that's what One Safe Place is about, is to break the cycle of generational violence. And that's largely where a lot of our proceeds that come from our events are put toward our programs and services
mm-hmm.
for that very purpose.
Now, this is One Safe Place. If you're new in town, and we have a lot of people moving in,
mm-hmm.
The fact is that at one time, One Safe Place was spread out over two or three. You put people into two or three different areas. Is this true? That was before your time, maybe. But
yeah,
what was the impetus to build this construct this building down there, this haven of safeness? Was a mother who was in there with her two kids,
yeah.
and it was crowded, and she felt uncomfortable. Kids felt uncomfortable, so they went back home, and her husband came in and killed all three of them.
Yep.
That
was national headlines.
Oh, my gosh. And I tell you what,
it,
the city rallied at that point and realized we've got to do something.
Right.
And so One Safe Place was built
yep.
down there. And it provides for how many people at any one time?
50 to 55 people.
50 to 55 people.
Yes.
How many could you put in there? Do you think there's room? Could you double it?
In shelter?
Yeah.
I don't think we have the capacity to
do so.
Well, I mean,
if you had the capacity, is there that many people coming in, or is this kind of handling what you're seeing?
It's handling what we're seeing.
Okay.
And then, of course, different times of year, we'll have more people than other times of year. Like, we often find that during the holidays, we are at max capacity in shelter.
Because of the pressure and the stress.
The stress, the pressure. It brings out a lot of emotions in people, too.
Well, I've always heard that if we could get people working again, that you'd see the amount of domestic violence dropping. And I'm somewhat concerned because if you want a job out here in the city, I mean, it's there. And is the level of violence we're seeing dropping, or is it just maintaining the same?
It seems that it is maintaining. And I think we are seeing a lot more walk-ins as a result of the awareness in the community of one safe place.
Is it mainly physical violence that you're seeing, or is it mental abuse, verbal abuse?
Oftentimes, they're not mutually exclusive from one another. Usually, with the physical abuse also comes the emotional abuse and vice versa. And then, of course, sexual abuse. That's intertwined as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unfortunate
occurrence
in our community.
Do you see people coming in because of sexual abuse of their kids? As opposed just to them.
Yeah, occasionally we do see that. Yeah.
Okay. You know, we don't have a lot of time here, so I want to go back into the two events. But the people they help are the ones that are the most vulnerable in our society. They don't have any money because they're being controlled. Their kids that are getting slapped around along with their mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is serious, but when we talk about having something like the Speakeasy Soiree, all the money goes back into helping these people.
Yes.
And then the bike event in October.
Yep. End of September.
End of September is all going back into helping One Safe Place.
Yes.
And if there's certain places that we support, and this one, of course, One Safe Place. Of course, the amount of good you all do is, I don't know, exponential. Because not only do you help the family, you may be helping families 10 years from now just by what you did with this family.
Right.
So we're proud of you.
Thank you. And thank you for your ongoing support of us. Yeah.
Kathleen, you work really hard, and as does everybody. And I just saw Angela Saturday. And there are so many things that you all have got planned and, you know, and maintaining for our community. Without you all, it would leave such a hole in the fabric of our community.
Thank you.
Any last thoughts here? I got like a minute left.
Yeah. Well, for example, we have, as you know, our 24-hour crisis hotline, 244-0117. And on Friday, I was working the crisis hotline. I was supervising it. And with that comes the responsibility of going out on responses. And I had two sexual assault responses that evening. So all of the programs, all of the funds that go through our events go toward us being able to continue the 24-hour crisis hotline.
And I know people that have worked at there have gone through your training school and all that. And the phone calls they get, you know, of course they can't talk about specific ones, but the ones they get are just heartbreaking.
Yeah, they are.
How do people help? How do people sign up for this if they want to be a volunteer?
So you call 244-0118 and you speak with anyone in the prevention education department. That could be Christine or our new person, Rita. Both wonderful individuals, and they're always recruiting new volunteers. And it's a great opportunity to help out in the community, families in need.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kathleen Kelly, One Safe Place, thank you so much for being with us
Carl.
Today.
Thank you.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Michael DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman. We're going to talk about all the things that are going on around here, including the new construction of Costco. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
The love and loyalty of our 9/11 responders knew no bounds.
President Trump at the White House a short time ago before signing a bill reauthorizing the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund.
This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th attacks. It also provides pensions for those who are suffering from cancer and other illnesses stemming from the toxic debris they were exposed to in the aftermath of the attacks.
Mr. Trump says more than 2,000 first responders and survivors have succumbed to 9/11-related illnesses since 2001, and thousands more are battling such diseases. The president commenting on last evening's attack at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California.
A wicked murderer opened fire and killed three innocent citizens, including a young child. We grieve for their families and we ask that God will comfort them with his overflowing mercy and grace.
Police confronted the gunman in less than 1 minute, fatally shooting him. Festival worker Kayla Riccardi telling KTVU television it was terrifying.
I just started running. I left everything and I ran.
There may be a second suspect. Police checking into that. No word on a motive. National Intelligence Director Dan Coats stepping down effective August 15th. The president plans to nominate Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe to succeed Coats. Mr. Trump and Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings trading charges of racism. That war of words over conditions along the southern border and conditions in Cummings' Baltimore congressional district. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up about 40 points, the NASDAQ down 65, and the S&P is off 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Registrations for our annual Gold Summit have exploded. The live event is now sold out. Less than 200 streaming tickets remain. I'm Adam Baratta, author of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. You can join me for our annual Gold Summit titled, The Great Devaluation. Learn why Donald Trump's attack on the Federal Reserve has sparked another gold boom. I'm certain you're going to see gold prices above $2,000 before the next election. I'm going to explain it all on August 14th. You've never seen anything like the coming bull market. Come to this event to find out why. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 to get your free ticket. This event is for serious investors with over $100,000 in an IRA. If that's you, don't miss this opportunity to stream it live for free. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. You cannot afford to miss this event. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
India, now home to almost 3,000 tigers, a third more than it had 4 years ago, according to the latest tiger census.
This massive survey drew on hundreds of thousands of images of tigers taken by hidden cameras and then analysed by computer. They suggest a rapid increase in the tiger population, up by more than 30% since the last survey 4 years earlier. Responding to the news, India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, said it was possible to strike a balance between development and conservation. India had about 40,000 tigers when it became independent, but numbers fell to an all-time low 13 years ago, raising concerns about their survival in the wild.
That's the BBC's Jill McGivering. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson trying to pressure the EU into giving ground on Brexit by stepping up preparations for the UK to leave the bloc in 3 months without an exit deal. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It was another tense weekend of protests on the streets of Hong Kong.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protests there. The march followed a shorter rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least 24 injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Washington-based Electronic Privacy Information Center filing a challenge to Facebook's $5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, saying it is not adequate, reasonable, or appropriate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 729. That's right. It's the 29th of July. We've ended July. 8:05 in the morning here. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Who's going to do the weather over there? Is that you, Jason? Our new producer, who just got the big eyes. He just got the big eyes.
I haven't talked to him about doing that yet. So.
Okay, what's the weather look like for this week there?
We are looking at a high of 102 today, and that's going to be our highest throughout the week. We are hovering right around the century mark the entire time, 99, 100, 99. The coolest day will be Friday on 97. About just under 70 degrees for a low throughout the week. We will have those delta breezes coming up from the Bay Area, and that'll keep us cool and keep a lot of the smoke out, so we should have much clearer skies as far as that smell for the rest of the day.
All right. Hey, the weather is brought to you. Weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business, that's providing a 120-gallon propane tank to people that are living out on their property, either in a trailer or an RV, so you don't have to keep pulling that 7-gallon tank out, turning off the pilot light, taking it down, filling it up, turning it back on, and all this. He'll put that on your property for free. That's right, free, and a super, super price on the propane. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. With me today is Michael DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman.
Good morning.
Have you hit the vice mayor yet? No, you haven't hit that one yet.
No, I'm not the vice mayor yet.
Not yet. Okay. Hey, I just want to throw this out there for people. That there's a story in a paper, a father took his three kids to work, and not to work, but dropped them off. He dropped the four-year-old off at the daycare, and he left his 2 1-year-old twin boys in the back of his car. Went into the hospital where he worked and came out 8 hours later. The children are dead. This is in New York. An Iraqi war veteran who is – His wife is defending him, saying is that, you know what, it was horrible, horrible tragedy, but he is just completely destroyed by this, been arrested. I've got him for manslaughter and all this. The point I'm making is this. This was a loving father who probably had something on his mind that day. His job is he helps people. He helps people with mental problems and all these things. He left those little boys in the car. I just want to remind everybody, it's going to be 103 today. 103 gets your car up probably to 140 inside the car. Well, maybe not that hot, but probably at least into the high 120s. Just be aware. Just be aware before you leave anything in that car. Just think about this. This happens. I people say, "Well, Carl, we live here. You say it all the time. We don't need to hear it all the time." Well, yeah, you do. And because it does happen.
It's a terrible story with no winners at all.
There's no winners.
Losers.
No, it's all losers. All losers. There and something
and
like this.
And very sad.
And I just bring it up to just remind people about this. Anyway, good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Okay, you know what? For people that haven't, do you mind if we share this? I mean,
you can share.
Okay, you know, Mike was gone from the board for the city council for a while.
I missed two meetings.
Two meetings. Okay. Now, within those two meetings, tell everybody what happened.
5 years ago, and it makes me feel old. It's like whose leg is worse and whose arm is worse and who's got more ailments. 5 years ago, my doctor heard a murmur, which when he was doing a routine physical examination. So for 5 years, I had a local cardiologist do an echocardiogram. The end of March, I went in, and he said, and it was my aortic valve, and it had stenosis, which means it's slowly dying and just getting stiffer and stiffer. They don't know what causes it. It's probably hereditary for me, and there's nothing to do about it except just watch it. So the end of March, I went in, and he said, it's time to get a new valve. And I said, well, what if I don't get a new valve? And he says, you don't want to do that. You'll die soon. So yeah. To make a long story short, I interviewed a couple doctors. It was elective, in quotes. I wasn't in the emergency room where they told me I had to go do it. I chose a doctor named Nilas Young down in Davis, who's done thousands and thousands and thousands of these. I got very good care down there. I went in. In addition, they did three bypasses, so they had to take some veins out of my legs and mm-hmm. use an artery in my chest. I was in the hospital for 10 days, which is longer than they normally say. I got out. I wasn't out 24 hours. I passed out, went back in the hospital. My heart rate had gone down to 35, and they came in and said, we're going to watch it for a little while. And then one day they came in and said, we're going to give you a pacemaker.
There you go.
I said, well, pacemaker wasn't part of the original deal. They said, well, that's too bad.
It is now.
You're getting a pacemaker. It is now.
This is
so
new.
I feel good now.
Yeah, you get the extra one for another dollar.
That's what he said.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Let's go to the phones. Sally, thank you so much. I just had my brain just went someplace else.
No problem. No problem.
You know what? After all these years, if it only happens once, then
yeah,
it's an anomaly.
It's
an anomaly. If it happens every week, you can come in and slap me, okay?
No problem. Yeah, I just wanted to let your listeners know that we have our big candidate forum tonight with three of the five candidates that are running for Assembly District 1. It starts at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barney View Road, and the public is definitely invited. I think they will get a lot of their questions answered about where the candidates stand and will be able to make an informed choice after they've come to the meeting tonight.
Now, who are the three that are showing up?
We have Patrick Jones, Joe Turner, and Lane Rickard.
Okay.
Megan Daly declined to accept the invitation, as did Elizabeth Betancourt, the Democrat.
Okay, now Elizabeth is going to be on our show next week on the 6th at 8 o'clock, so get primed so we can ask questions. One of my friends, a close friend of mine, talked to her and said that she's a very bright, very personable lady, wants to help, wants to make sure our logging is taken care of in the good sense.
But
didn't get into
the
a lot of the
forest issues are
yeah.
a definite concern
Absolutely.
Of all three of the candidates,
of
as are water management issues.
Absolutely. So you'll be able to hear her, and plus I'm trying to get every other of the candidates on in August, of course, before the election day. Now, maybe you can tell me this, Sally, I should know it, but if there's no clear cut, is it just winner take all, or is it the top two again?
If one of the candidates gets 50 plus 1%
okay.
of the vote, that will be it.
That's
we
it.
We won't
okay.
have to have a second election. But if no candidate does, then it will be the top two vote getters that go to the general election.
In November.
And that will be in November of this year.
Okay. All right. Cool. So we may see more of this then.
Yeah. So
okay.
come out tonight. Bring a friend to 2570 South Barney View Road at 6 o'clock.
Okay. It looks like a church there.
Yes, it's the church
across
from the fire station on South Barney View.
There you go. Okay,
come early because we filled up last time. People were standing in the back.
Well, you know what? This is an important election. Again, assembly. We need a person that's going to represent us and be able to get those things that we need up here, and also support the idea that of equal representation.
Absolutely. Definitely, one of the issues is our lack of representation up here in the North State.
For sure. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet, Sally.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Michael DeQuisco. We're going to take an early break here because I want to get into some of the things that are going on. There's especially this brouhaha about Costco. I'm not going to address anything else down the road. I'm just going to look at Costco right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Jeff Wurst owns this business. He's a veteran. He's been in this business for like 30 years. He's been to a variety of different schools. There's nobody in this town, maybe even in the North State, that knows more about windshields than Jeff Wurst. He can take a little bitty chip and fix it. You'll never see it. He's taken windshields of the newer vets, which are part of the structure of the car. He's repaired them. I see him repairing RV windshields all the time. And he can fix, if you've got a crack in your windshield, which I had of over 12 inches, he fixed it 12 years ago, and you still can't see it. You know, that's pretty good. You need to give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today if you've got little chips. I've got like a numerous little chips now in my windshield that need to be doctored by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He lives at 3208 South Market Street. Call him today for an appointment. We'll be right back with Mike DeQuisto.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well,
ENT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at ENT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Tower of Power. Tower. Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
ENT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from ENT Satellite.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
You got the different labels and the different brands. Each little region across the land.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. It is 8:19 in the morning. It's about Oh, gosh, let me see what the weather says. It says it's about 78, and Linda's just rolled in
here.
Good
morning. I couldn't stay away from you and Michael DeQuisto.
She's been with the, you know, I come in here, and she deals with contractors
yeah.
and carpenters and people yeah. doing it, of course.
It was a mayhem. And they're also going to be finding this out, that they're going to be re-asphalting our street on Thursday. So we have a big old, it's a big old merry-go-round. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm good. That's a plus for the city who's
fixing this. Really, it is.
Hey, by the way, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Give them a call at 222-2750. They've got it all down there. A super place to go to. Very, very, very exclusive jewelry, but also a lot of estate jewelry and everything else. Four Winds Jewelry. I have tickets to the Colt 45 games. It's the last game is this coming.
Really?
No, it'll be this third. On the third is the last one, and I have got tickets.
That's this weekend, Saturday.
I've got
Saturday.
Four packs. I've got six packs. You call in at 605-4567. I'm going to be giving away baseball tickets all week.
Absolutely.
There you go. Good morning. We're here with Michael DeQuisto. And when I left, I said I wanted to talk about one of the big things that are happening here. This is the nearest big thing that's happening is the Costco.
Is there a new Costco going in?
Yeah. Now, this is coming to y'all. The Planning Commission just voted unanimously to move forward with it, but there are a lot of people opposed.
So I went to the Planning Commission meeting, and I stayed for most of it, not for all of it.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a lot of the comments, and I just went there to listen and see what was going to go on. I think Julie Winter was there. I'm not sure if there any of the council members were there. It's very interesting. They have provided us with a copy of the – it's not the amended EIR, but it's the final EIR, which is probably 5 inches thick that I'm still wading through. I actually have a meeting this afternoon with a group that's opposed to it that mm-hmm. wants me to listen to them and have them present their views. I have questions about it, and I haven't decided – well, I'm not going to give – a preliminary opinion.
Of course not. No, I don't expect you to.
But there are issues.
I won't push you on it because you still got your listening.
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what might come up, but there certainly are lots of questions. One of the most common questions is traffic. And they just look and they say, how can you possibly put a roundabout in at the Bocelli Churn Creek intersection and expect it to work? And if you think about it, the honest answer is no one, if they put it in, no one will know if it works until you put it in and you see how the citizens deal with it and how the traffic flow deals with it and whether it works or not. And then it's sort of like a little bit late if it doesn't work.
Well, you know, but here's the thing is it's new. We don't have roundabouts here. They're all out there going toward the School of the Arts.
Those are the only ones we have.
The only ones we have in town. So, but I have lived in countries that had roundabouts. In fact, that's all they had was roundabouts. And there are 8-lane roundabouts in cities. And big trucks are in there, little bitty cars the size of a roller skate. And the thing is that people, they're just used to it. But it's new, and people don't quite understand that a roundabout moves traffic quicker. And people are more, believe it or not, are more respectful of other people's space. They're, you know, more tolerant people coming in, you know, as they're joining this. But if you have not used a roundabout, it can be scary because, oh, my gosh, you know, they think about the Griswold family getting stuck in Paris for 12 hours in the roundabout and they can't get off. For 12 hours he drove in circles because he couldn't get off the thing. It's not like that.
Nope. I think you're right. I think anything that's new that you haven't experienced is confusing is not the right word, but it's an unknown, and you just don't know how it's going to work. And you say, well, I know what we have now, and I know it works, so why do I need something different? But that's probably the biggest issue, the most common issue that I hear. And then there's others about it. Costco's too big for the spot, and how many trees you're going to save, and how many gas pumps you're going to have, and what else is going to be there, and, you know, what do you do at the end of the day when Blue Cross gets out at 5 o'clock and people go after work to Costco, and how busy is it going to be? You know, the traffic engineer says he's studied those things and has.
Well, the traffic engineer seems, you know, he's pretty well respected. Was it Russ?
It's Russ Wenham.
Is there just one traffic engineer, or do you, when you do a report like this, are there outside engineers? It may be don't...
Well, he's an outside engineer.
Well, I'm talking about he's from the area, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm talking about somebody who maybe, even though we don't want to outsource, it's not what I'm saying, somebody who's not attached to the area.
Well, it is interesting in the legal concept, if you didn't think Mr. Wenham's traffic analysis was correct, you would hire your own traffic engineer,
right,
and that person would present his or her analysis and say, this is how I look at it, and this is why it's different from Mr. Wenham's.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that. I don't know if it exists or not.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about what Wenham said is that he runs this on his computer. You know, the only way you can do it is computer model it. And he has run it countless times and made adjustments to it. He's very confident that it's going to be able to handle the traffic. But again, you're right. The only thing that's you have to try it. It's kind of like we're 99.9% sure this rocket's going to head to the moon. You know, but there's still that, you know, that little thing, glitch there. It can happen. But the other part of that is mitigation, if I understand right. That Costco would have to then, if mitigation is showing it's not working, they're going to have to do something to alleviate that, and that could get expensive.
I think what they've talked about so far is mitigation by putting a signal light up in Loma Vista,
mm-hmm.
and obviously they're going to have to widen the road some by Bocelli, by the corner there, across the Blue Shield, and they're talking about putting in a roundabout at Rancho and Churn Creek, but I don't think that's actually... I think they're getting some money, which the city supposedly will hold
mm-hmm.
until they can do that project.
Okay.
It seems to me if you think that the traffic is going to be too much, the heart of the matter is you need to make the bridge bigger. And that would be a very expensive proposition.
Yeah.
They already widened it once, and that would...
Well, I know a business owner that's in that area, and he's quite concerned about this. He gets a lot of off the freeway. Just they can get off the freeway, go right to his business. He's concerned that this is going to have a big impact on
affect the traffic flow for which is easy to get to his
business right now.
Business right
yeah.
now, and that could that impede
this,
it.
This could be a severe impact in his business. But again, he's basing it on the fact is if the traffic plan doesn't work.
Well, there's no question that with the shopping center across the way coming in.
Yeah,
and then we haven't even talked about the casino or the potential for that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to kind of leave that one for until the next half hour.
Next segment.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah. Terry, good morning.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Fine.
Good.
Good. The roundabout issue really is the traffic as far as how much traffic it'll take. We've been through a lot of roundabouts. We have one in Anderson. I know that there's a lot of confusion because you do have a lot of people who will be coming off the freeway from other states, too. But there is confusion there, and we also have a roundabout in Reading. I think it's just above Dana Drive up in there. We have another roundabout there, and I know that in using the roundabout by the outlets, I know there has been confusion with people. You could tell when you're in the roundabout, they don't know whether to go or not go. I'm not saying we don't have it. I'm just saying that the traffic is going to be humongous there. I don't know. What the deal is with that. Now, one last point. This guy is an expert. Well, I know there was a comment made on your program, Carl, last week that, well, why don't we believe the experts? Well, you know, we can or cannot. Apparently, the expert that we had that we hired for $155,000 to go over our study on law enforcement said that all we needed was 5 CSOs, but apparently that expert wasn't right because the city council said, oh, no, that's just not right. So, what expert's right and what isn't, and I think that Mike makes a good point. I don't know if this could be an on-the-job training thing with that much traffic. In saying that, it's a mixed bag with Costco. Could be good, could not be, but I think the traffic issue really needs to be studied.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. You know, the other point is that tell them they should go back up to Oasis. I mean, that's dead. Costco didn't want Oasis to begin with.
Oasis is dead. Costco didn't want it. It's actually interesting at the Planning Commission, the Costco representative indicated that before he got to Costco, they went to the owner of this current piece where they want to go, and they tried to put it there. That was their number one choice.
Yeah.
And the owner said, I just want to lease. And Costco at the time was buying properties, not leasing. So they went to another location.
Right.
And they went up to Oasis and tried for a long time and whatever the reason is, the Costco representative said you need a buyer and a seller who are both able and capable. He said, and the seller's not able to perform, and just left it at that. So that Costco has no interest in going back to Oasis.
No, they're not going to go back there. Now, here's what happens if the vote goes against Costco. What happens then?
You should ask the Costco representative.
Well, I have a pretty good idea exactly what they're going to do. Because some of the ideas are, oh, just expand what you have. Well, can they expand down there where they're at, right in the middle of town? How do you expand down there?
They'd have to take over the street. And I don't know if you do it by eminent domain and then decide to put more gas stations in. I mean, what I understand is that their principal criteria is on a busy freeway at an intersection. That's what they want, and that's what they'll continue to look for. So I would expect that if it didn't go forward, Costco would continue to look for locations that met that criteria wherever they happen to be.
Okay.
I don't know, but that's what I would expect.
I would imagine that if we could not – make this work there, they're going to look for some place, right?
I would think they would keep looking because that's what they want, is they want something on I-5.
And they're going to go south.
Well,
and if
you,
they
you would
that,
think they go
what,
south.
What would the, huh?
You would think they'd go south.
Well, yeah, because north there's not as many people. Okay, so what if they did that? People get their wish and Costco says, fine, I'm just going to go someplace that I can put our place up here. What impact would that have? I think this is important for people to know. What impact would that have on the city of Reading?
Well, and let's cover that at the end of the after the other side of the break.
That's okay. A good point.
All right,
sure.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly District 1. I'm a conservative committed to our North State values of faith, freedom, and family. As a Reading resident for 50 years, I know the area, and I have the experience and leadership our district needs. I'm married, and I have worked at Jones's for a family-owned gun shop for over 40 years. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment, and I plan on being the loudest voice in the Assembly on this issue. I was first elected to the Reading City Council in 2006 and re-elected in 2010 while also becoming mayor that same year. I have served on many boards and committees and volunteered for groups such as California Deer Association and Gun Owners of California. And in fact, with Gun Owners of California, I am A++ rated. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Assembly District 1. over the past 40 years operating a small business in Shasta County has taught me how much Sacramento is out of touch with Northern California. Sacramento lawmakers have failed us in many ways. In District 1, we are seeing vast numbers of hardworking people leave California because of excess regulation affecting most small businesses, just like mine. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment. I plan on being the loudest voice in the assembly on this issue. I served on the Redding City Council from 2006 to 2014 and mayor in 2010. I served my community with consistent leadership and integrity through a very tough recession. I'm Patrick Henry Jones. I hope I can earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Damn this traffic jam. How I hate to be late. It hurts my motor to go so. Damn this traffic jam.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's rolling through here on her way through. It is about 80 degrees already, going up to 103 today. That'll be the hottest day of this week. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Owned by a veteran. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work off appointments now. It used to be just go in there and just kick back and then end up spending 30, 40 minutes in there waiting for your turn. But now you just walk right in by giving them a call at 244-9478.
I just got a text from Caitlin Riley. You know, she's come back to work with us and doing a great job. You know, you just feel bad because there was a time when somebody got their car broken into, it would have been, oh, no. Those vagrants must be passing through town. So she just texted me and said, I'll be late from work. I got my car got broken into.
Yep, the car across the street got broken into. You know, who do we complain to about this? Probably the city council people. And Mike DeQuisto, city councilman for Redding, is sitting right here with us. But we're going to go back to Costco to finish up this one part.
Sure.
What would be the impact on Redding if Costco decided, oh, you know what? I've had enough. You know, you guys want to keep raising taxes. You want to keep doing this after we've made our plans. We're going to move down the road. What impact would that have?
Well, that's a good question, and I've asked that question. And what it comes down to, I think, is how much do they pay in sales tax now? How much do they anticipate paying in sales tax at the new location? How much additional will the gasoline sales generate, which is what I understand is the principal reason that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I have not seen any of those figures, and what I've been told is those figures are confidential.
Those have got confidential, you mean from them or from your own agency?
I believe that I will be provided those figures subject to not disclosing them, and I still haven't seen exactly what they are. I have not asked the Costco gentleman if he's willing to disclose it, but I haven't heard one number from anybody, and I've asked Mr. Tippin about it. I've asked the finance director about it, and I get a little hesitation. And I said, look, this is a perfectly fair question for the council to consider, is what's the dollar impact, the actual dollar impact, not just some estimated number. So I'm hopeful that it'll be provided.
I've been told it's a couple million dollars a year,
well,
at least.
All I'm telling you is I'm on the city council, and I've asked for a number, and I haven't seen it.
That's tragic. You're a city councilman that we've elected, and you can't find out how much in taxes that Costco's paying?
I will say the last I've been told is they're working on providing me the numbers. But as of today, I have not seen it.
Okay. You haven't seen it?
As of today.
And how long have you asked for it?
I asked.
Don't tell me it's been a month.
I asked for it when I first got on shortly afterwards, and then it kind of went. It went in the background because they had to redo their EIR, so it wasn't that important at the time. Now that it's coming up since then, so I would say since the Planning Commission meeting or shortly after that, I said, hey, I still need to see these numbers. I'd like to see them. I believe they'll be provided to me, but
well,
I haven't got them right now.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
I mean, how can that be confidential? No, really. I mean, if people want to know, I mean, how much do we make? In, you know, we know what our budget is and how much is coming in on taxes. You mean?
So this is what I asked. I said, when you get a check for sales tax, do you as the city have a way to look and see who paid what and it, to see if it's consistent with your estimate? And the answer I got was sort of. Meaning,
because it goes to the state first, and then it kind of filters down to us.
What I was told is that the state is the agency. So I said, "Well, who gets to audit this?" And they said, "It's the state." So if the state feels that you're not paying your appropriate sales tax, they're the ones because they're collecting it, and apparently there's some kind of law that says there can only be one audit. They're the ones that do the audit if they think an audit's necessary, but not the local agency. It's really confusing to me.
Okay, well,
but that's what I was told.
Okay, so it goes to the state, and so then we get a check every month or whatever for it.
Yeah, every so often.
You seems like you should be able to tell it, but I would, you know, the figure of a couple million has come floating around. Now, I could be totally wrong, but let's just say it's got to be at least a million.
Let's say.
Let's just say just it's going to be a million, which I think is really low, especially with the idea of the new gas, you know, the new gas pumps there and all this. What impact would that have?
If the city lost $1 million out of its general fund,
yeah,
it'd be terrible. The council would have to decide what they would do to save money, because I don't think that the other tax revenue is growing to replace it at a sufficient rate. The TOT tax is up a little. The property tax hasn't come down as much as we thought it might. Sales tax is growing, so, you know, I suppose if there were other businesses that grew enough to replace it, you wouldn't have to change anything in your services, but $1 million is a lot of money to have to take out of the general fund.
Yeah, and I think it's more than that. I would think it's more than that. So, and speaking of taxes, then, and sales tax, what do you think about the new idea of the general fund? Then people just got it enough. They want to put it out there for signatures. Chad and his people are going to be on here, I believe, next week to talk about it, but it's a 1 cent sales tax goes into the general fund.
So my understanding, I have not spoken to Chad or to anybody in charge of that group. They haven't reached out to me. And where I understand it is that they filed a petition to start collecting signatures. The city attorney reviewed it. The city attorney returned the petition to them. I don't know if he said it's good or not good or if there were any changes to be made, but my understanding is that process is moving forward to try and collect the signatures.
That's what I heard, too. That's
what I think. And then after they collect, if they collect enough signatures, it comes back to the city council to be put on a ballot, and the city council would have to decide whether to put it on a special election or whether to put it on a regularly scheduled election. There are certain time frames, depending on when they collect the signatures and all that the city would have to follow. I've always said that there's a trust issue between the citizens of Reading and the Reading City Council. And the only true way you know if the trust issue is gone is to have another vote and see what they think. In my personal view, I don't think it's gone. I think it's still there, and I think the last thing that the average citizen in Reading wants is to say to the city, here, we'll give you another 1 cent that can go in your general fund. You can do whatever the heck you want to do with it. I just don't think that they have I don't think there's enough trust. I think they – and that's interesting because
four of the five people on the city council are new.
Well, that's really the other side of it. And I would say, look, either you trust me or you don't trust me based on what I've done, and you make the same decision on everybody else. I would spend it if it did pass. I would spend it primarily on public safety. I would propose to give some to the county for jail. I think these are community problems. I'd propose to give some to the DA for prosecution. I propose to spread it out into the system as opposed to keeping it all for the city of Reading. But I don't know what the other council members view if that were to pass.
So what you just described sounds like Joe Comente's 1 cent sales tax countywide.
It does. And I haven't seen the language on his tax, so I can't say for sure what my position would be. But the general concept is something I ran on, and that is it's not the city problem, it's not the county problem, it's a community problem, and it needs a community solution. And his proposal goes to what I call the criminal justice organism, which is there's money for the city for more cops, there's money for a sheriff, there's money for a jail, there's money for the DA, there's money for probation, I believe.
Yeah, public defender.
There's money for public defender. So I think there's money across the board, which is what you really need to get some accountability in the system.
I believe so, because they're talking about a 500 beds. Now, not all in one under one roof. They're talking about a work farm in this. We're going to take a break. I'm here with Michael DeQuisto. Mike, I want to talk about, since last year, last week was the anniversary of the car fire, as we all know. We've got at milepost 97 up here burning in 11,000 acres. That's another state, but it's working its way towards Siskiyou. What has the city done to help alleviate all the trees that have been dropped during that big snowstorm and the hailstorm? What's been done? Because I'm hearing a lot of talk from people that live out by those green belts that the place has still got tremendous amount of debris laying on the ground. And there's people out there camping with fires. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is Sharon Clark's baby. She's had it for, well, it's not a baby anymore. It's a teenager, a 15-year-old teenager. And she has done so much for our community. She's been voted best in the North State so many times, has won awards so many times for the care she gives to her customers. And she even hates to use the word customer. She thinks of them as family.
Family.
Is family. And she'll go to your house, give you give you a plan that works for you and your family. Not what works for her specifically, but whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot with Mike DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Assembly District 1. Over the past 40 years, operating a small business in Shasta County has taught me how much Sacramento is out of touch with Northern California. Sacramento lawmakers have failed us in many ways. In District 1, we are seeing vast numbers of hardworking people leave California because of excess regulation affecting most small businesses, just like mine. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment. I plan on being the loudest voice in the Assembly on this issue. I served on the Reading City Council from 2006 to 2014 and mayor in 2010. I served my community with consistent leadership and integrity through a very tough recession. I'm Patrick Henry Jones. I hope I can earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here, so this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And now, back to our show.
Yeah, got the tree guy across the street. Good morning and welcome back to, that's our break. We should do a show about our breaks. This is Carl and Linda Bach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you're wondering about the weather today, somebody asked me earlier, are we in triple digits? Yeah, it's going to be 102 with our lows of 69. Tomorrow calls for hot day with 99, Wednesday 100, Thursday 99, and Friday at 97. Clear and hot skies throughout the week. It is currently 79 degrees in the downtown studios. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. They've made a promise that they're going to get you in and out of the emergency room in 30 minutes or less. They've restaffed. They've redone their paperwork tile. It's electronic. And when you're in there, instead of waiting 3 or 4 hours, they're going to see you with a professional, healthcare professional, doctor, or a physician's assistant within 30 minutes and then get you serviced, get your oil changed or whatever they do, drop a pacemaker in there and get you out again. So, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, we're here with Michael DeQuisto and we're talking about the impact of Costco. And now we're going to talk about the fuel that's still laying around here in Reading. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning. I had something I wanted to read to Michael. It says here under the attorney, California Attorney General. It says here, California Public Record Act, Government Code Section 6250-6276.48. It says here under Public Record Act, it says California citizens have the right to access public information maintained by government agency, including the Department of Justice Department. The right to is provided for in the California Public Record Act and the state of constitutional. And it says, and it is included the right to inspect and copy records of the state and local government agency. Okay. That means we have the right to request for any information that the agency has.
I would imagine we do.
We do. And okay. So I think they're in violation. Actually, when you go in there and ask for records or documentation, they have 10 days, but the maximum days they need to provide those records is 14 days. So they're past 14 days, I do believe.
Okay. Hey, Dolores, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's interesting if you got that. You know, it seems to me that if you ask for it, I can't figure out what the holdup is that you should be able to find out. Because this is not like, this isn't like Free Fire Media and how much we pay into the city. This should be, I mean, this is big bucks.
I suspect I'll provide it before the hearing it's next week.
Next week.
I suspect they'll provide it.
You've got to find that out. Okay, let's go into the fire danger again. We're back in the season, and of course, the city is being sued. We won't get into the lawsuit. I mean, because of the
I have no comment on the lawsuit.
Well, no, you can't get into it.
I don't want to be deposed.
But we still have that fuel out there. I'm just not even counting last year, but that fuel's still out there. What's the city doing about that?
So, Barry Tippin could probably give you more specifics on it, but from what I understand, I went to there's a group called it's a wildfire urban residential interface group that mm-hmm. provides free services. So I went to a meeting they had last Friday, and they talked about some different facts about how the fires transfer from one home to another and mm-hmm. by embers and ladder fuel and this and
right.
that, and some things you can do to fix it from a planning perspective and from a fire perspective. But that's a plan. That's not action. The city is in the process of hiring 12 people to cut brush.
Right.
As part of a
That's part of that REU
plant.
That part that, of that REU that got into right.
So they're going to do that. I don't know. As far as I know, they don't have any goats that they've hired yet. As far as I know,
So, I don't see crews out there, but I'm not everywhere. But
there are
crews out there now. I've seen these green belts. And they've even in some cases piled it up, but it's still there.
Well, I will say anecdotally in my neighborhood, I've seen a city crew cleaning a big drainage ditch that goes back and forth, probably in anticipation of the water coming and the rains coming later on. So they are doing something. It is a lot to go do. I will tell you, I've gotten a number of complaints of people that say, I live on Panorama or I live on the west side of town and on top of a hill, and what's the city doing? And every time we get one, we forward it to the people that are in charge, and the answer basically is we're working on it, we're doing the best we can do. But typical city answer, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough people, we're doing the best we can do.
We have enough money to put in 5 soccer fields. I mean, I'm not going to go back into that one and beat that one up, but still, we have enough money to do that. I would think we'd have enough money then to clear out some of this brush, Mike.
You don't get any argument from me. I think they should be doing more than they're doing right now. But again, the council takes 3 to move forward, and sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't. And even if you have 3, the answer is, you know, what are we supposed to go do? And that could be difficult.
Yeah.
Wait
a minute. Before you, I've got a comment here. The goat herds demanded prevailing wage and required a plan to address their unfunded pension potential. And don't even get started on health care. Let's go to the phones. Dale, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Carl and Michael. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Fine.
Well, you know what I'm going to talk about is the city-owned property, the Henderson Open Space. Michael's been out there. Carl, you've been over there. It's a disaster after the snowstorm. The city's well aware of it, but we do nothing other than allow people to illegally camp out there. Yesterday at 2:00, I was jet skiing down the river, and they had a big old fire going again.
You know, and the danger about the Henderson Open Space is it's only 50 yards away of tall grass that gets into the homes right there.
It's just a matter of time until my house is gone. Every day I go to work, and am I going to have a house when I come home?
Okay. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.
Mike, I
will say this. I've said it before about Henderson Open Space. If a private party owns a piece of property, you should either be able to maintain it appropriately and safely for you and for your neighbors. If you can't, you should sell it or fence it off or do something so it's not a risk or a danger. And if you apply the same logic to the city, they either clean it out, limit up, sell it, or fence it. You've got to do something.
Fencing obviously works. I know people don't like it. But fencing works. Why don't we fence off the Henderson open space? They wouldn't. You just have to fence off both ends of it. That's all, because there's fences everywhere else.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's not a
permanent solution, but it's something. It's better than doing nothing.
It gives you time to get the problem fixed. If you can keep the people out of there, then it gives you the breathable space there to get in there and clean it up. Because it's like, yeah, I was down there, you've been down there, you know what it looks like down there.
Yeah.
Even if it's better than it used to be, there's still people down there with fires. There's still people, that they're so loud across the area there that people can hear them and all the things that are going on. But fencing does work. It worked at South City Park. It for sure is working at the post office. You don't see any of those problems there. It's uglier than hell, but it's working.
Sometimes you do the best you can do, and they're not always perfect solutions. But I think it's better to try something than to do nothing.
Well, so does this mean that you will bring some? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess I am. Get that pacemaker going. Of course, now it's not. You have to worry about it because your heart rate is up a little bit. Thanks, Carl.
It's 60, right?
Where 60, right where it should be. Okay. Then is this something that you could bring up in city council saying, I believe that it's time to start, take back that property by fencing it off?
So there's an item, every city council meeting, there's what they call item 12. And item 12 is an opportunity for council members to bring up ideas for subjects at future meetings. And the way it works is that anybody can bring up any idea they want. And then you see if there are 2 other council members who want to pursue it. And if there are, then we come up with what the next step is. It's usually some kind of a report or something like that. So that's where it gets brought up.
All right.
Because it's a matter for public discussion. It has to be brought up from the public.
Hey, I'm here with Michael DeQuisto. Linda and I are here
with
Michael DeQuisto.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, we are. Because, you know what, I asked you last week, and, you know, you're always quick to come in here and talk to the people, and you tell them the truth. You don't varnish it. You just tell them, hey, look, this is the way it is. Now, to do this, it's going to take, yeah, I can bring this up, but it's going to take two more people to lean in here with me. And that, my friends, is what we need, is we need to get to our city council. And if there's ideas coming up here, fences make good neighbors. We have to protect our area around here. And this, no matter whether you like it or not, it works. It works. And we have to protect this area around here. So, Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
So glad you're with, you know, you're
I am,
with us.
I am
happy
too.
And healthy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody have a great day, and we'll be right back tomorrow at 7. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?